Andy Bulbarch, taking you right up to 6 o'clock tonight for the Urban Meyer Show. Of course, the Buckeyes have a big matchup against Penn State on Saturday. They'll kick it off at 3:30. And speaking of those Ohio State Buckeyes, we have a fine young gentleman on the line right now who covers the Buckeyes thoroughly from WBNS-TV in Columbus, making his weekly appearance here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, the legendary Sean Dunnigan. Dunny, how are you, my man?
Well, I don't know if I can live up to an entrance like that. That was pretty darn good, Andy.
Well, you always live up to expectations. I know this from past experience with you, my friend. Well,
I appreciate it.
Coming off this bye week, did these guys get into anything on the bye week? I assume no news is good news for the Buckeyes in that regard, correct?
Absolutely. As I said last week, they need to win the bye week, and I believe they did so. No trouble. Nobody got in trouble as far as I know of. So it looks like we're all good coming up for Saturday. Everybody should be good to go.
A lot of different units will be examined thoroughly coming off of this bye week, because many would tell you that, look, at this point in the season, you expect to see a lot of improvement in a number of different areas with two full weeks of practice to get ready for what arguably could be Ohio State's toughest opponent of the season. Depending on who you talk to, they could be the toughest, they could be the second toughest. Some might even tell you it might be the third toughest opponent that they face this year. But no matter how you slice it up, Coach Urban Meyer believes that they've improved in a number of different areas. One unit that he singled out earlier this week was his kickoff unit. He thinks they're going to be a lot better. Where exactly had they been lacking? What was that unit in particular? What were their particular bugaboos?
The particular bugaboo, and this will sound strange, is actually where to kick the ball off to. Urban Meyer likes to kick the ball off. If you're looking at your radio dial from left to right, going to the left, he liked to kick it into the upper left-hand corner, in between the out of bounds and the numbers or hash marks. And sometimes they would do that and it would go out of bounds. Other times they would go just straight and it would ruin the kickoff, because Urban Meyer likes to have everybody closest to the left-hand side to that far sideline. Kickoff coverage needs to be important this week, because Saquon Barkley is Penn State's kickoff returner. In order to contain him, you have to do so starting with kickoff coverage, because he returned the opening kickoff against Indiana, I believe 102 yards or 99 yards, back to the house to open up the game against the Hoosiers. So Saquon Barkley is dangerous behind on kickoff return. And that's going to be definitely something that is examined on Saturday.
Speaking of Saquon Barkley, in everyone's opinion, I think, who watches football, behind every good running back is a pretty solid offensive line, which means this should be a fun matchup between Penn State's offensive line and defensive line of Ohio State. Who do you think has the upper hand in this one, Sean? You've been watching both these teams here.
I think Ohio State's defensive line has the edge, mainly just because of the rotation. They are coming in fresh. And when I say fresh, I mean, they've played, six games or so this season. And Ohio State's defensive line, they said earlier this week or last week, they feel like they played maybe three because of the defensive line rotation. And then they're not playing a lot of second halves because of the teams they were blowing out and teams they were beating. So this defensive line is coming in fresh as a daisy, you might say, to play this offensive line of Penn State, which had a decent go of it against Michigan.
Well, when you talk about Penn State, it's hard to ignore the names of Barkley and McSorley. We know what that offense can do. They can do so many different things. They can beat you so many different ways. They've got a lot of options in that option-style offense. Who specifically on the defensive side, Dunny, in your mind, really needs to step up in order to kind of keep that duo in check?
I think the linebackers. You can't really name one linebacker. It needs to be the entire linebacker group. They need to stay home. They need to watch out for the one-pass option between Barkley and McSorley. McSorley can hurt you with his legs as well, as he showed off against Michigan last week. So, McSorley is a lot like a Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield took advantage of the Buckeye young linebackers with the run-pass option in week two. Look for McSorley to try to do that this week against the Buckeyes. So then the linebackers are the group to watch on the defensive side of the ball for Ohio State.
We're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus about this Saturday's matchup between the Buckeyes and the Penn State Nittany Lions. Should be a really good one. Well, we've talked a lot about this Ohio State defense and how they match up with Penn State's offense. We've talked about special teams a little bit. Now let's take a look at this Penn State defense. Boy, I think really one of the more underrated aspects of this team. They have been very stout defensively throughout the season. What kinds of challenges does this Penn State defense present to the Buckeyes?
What kind of challenges don't they present to the Buckeyes this weekend? I believe they're number one in rushing defense in the country. I believe they're the number one defense total in the country. I know they're 16th scoring. This defense is very stout. I think it showed what kind of defense they have last week against Michigan, although I will say Michigan's offense isn't that big of a threat. I think this Ohio State's offense will give Penn State's defense its biggest competition of the year this week in the Horseshoe.
Taking a look at the remaining schedule, I mean, I think it's easy to say that this week this is the toughest opponent that they have left. However, things get pretty tough for the Buckeyes in the second half of the conference slate here, because not only do they have Penn State this week, they also have to face Michigan State. And Sparty, as always, is pretty strong defensively. And
look,
while things aren't exactly great in Wolverine country right now, they still have to face Michigan at the end of the year. But do you think, hands down, this is still the toughest task they have remaining?
Absolutely. I think this will be the toughest task I think they face this year. No disrespect to Oklahoma. I think this will be the biggest game. And this is, by all means, an elimination game for Ohio State. Ohio State loses this game to Penn State, they are eliminated from any sort of playoff. They're eliminated from any sort of Big Ten championship unless something big happens where Penn State is able to knock off Penn State, which I don't see happening. This is the de facto elimination game for the Buckeyes. They lose, they're out of it.
Really? I feel like I might be the only one out there, Sean, who's a little bit worried about the game after this week at Iowa. They played really well.
Don't get me wrong. That game is good, too.
I get you.
You can't look at that one without looking at this one.
But is there a fear that
at this point, every game becomes an elimination game, and you got to get past the first elimination game before getting to the second one.
Is there any kind of talk in Columbus, though, about that one? It seems to me you'd be riding high off a victory over the number two team in the country. Then you go to Iowa, where they played as well as they did against a very good Penn State team.
There's really no talk about Iowa because of this game. You know, no one's looking past Penn State. You can't afford to look past Penn State. You know, why look past Penn State when you haven't even played them? They're not even in Columbus yet. So I think it doesn't make much sense to look past Penn State when you haven't even played them yet. They're not even here.
Sure, good point.
We're talking Ohio State football with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus. Of course, a big matchup this Saturday, Buckeyes and Nittany Lions. We will have it for you here on AM 930 WEOL. Our coverage begins at 2 o'clock, and they'll kick it at 3:30. While we're on that topic, Dunny, any idea why this isn't a night game? I mean, this has night game written all over it, but they're kicking it off at 3:30. Any idea why that might be?
Yeah, because this game is on Fox. It's going to be on, I believe, WJW up in Cleveland. And the reason being is because they have the World Series. And I believe it's going to be game four of the World Series that will be starting at 8 o'clock. Fox has the first right to Big Ten games this year, as opposed to in the past to the ABC family of networks, which includes ESPN and ABC Sports and everything like that. So when they looked at this, they picked the Ohio State-Michigan game. They picked the Ohio State-Penn State game. When they looked at the schedule, they said, well, this game has to be 3:30, no doubt about it, because of the World Series coverage that starts at 8 o'clock. So that's why this game's at 3:30.
What are they saying down there in Columbus about that? Are they upset about that? Do they not really care one way or the other?
They don't care. They just want this. If anything, everybody's happy about it because it gets them a chance to revel in either a victory or a loss a little bit longer before you prepare for Iowa. But I don't think anybody really cares as long as they kick off this game on time on at 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, I'd imagine they get the victory. That Gateway District will be booming on Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. The Short North will be going nuts, that's for sure.
Well, and I would think, too, that as a player, look, playing under the lights is always fun, but I know we've kind of had this conversation before. When you're waiting around all day long, you've got to find a way to channel that energy and that excitement before you kick off at 8 o'clock. Obviously, kicking off at 3:30, you're not sitting around twiddling your thumbs nearly as long waiting for that kickoff to happen. That's why a lot of guys would tell you they certainly enjoy those noon or 1 o'clock kicks, because you get up, you go through your routine, and then you're not sitting around trying to kill time before the game begins. And again, I know that sounds silly, but channeling that excitement and trying to channel that energy before you kick off, sometimes that just presents a different kind of challenge. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Donnie, I think that's also kind of sort of a reason why Urban Meyer was against playing as many road night conference games as he was.
It's not so much the routine and everything, it's the afterwards. It's they get back at 3 or 4 or 5 a.m., and then they have classes to study for and do homework for. They have quizzes they have to get ready for. Then they have to recover. You know, you lose a lot of sleep coming flying from one part of the country to the other. Coming back from Nebraska, I don't believe they got back until 4 a.m. So, you know, recovery time and recoup time and then studying. You lose you lose almost a day, and just because you get back so late.
Understood. Well, before we let you go, my man, we need two things from you. First, we need a prediction from you on Saturday's contest. This is obviously a huge one for the Buckeyes, so who are you going with on Saturday, and give us a final score?
This is a very, very tough game to predict. Right now, the experts in the desert have this as a touchdown favorite for the Buckeyes. I don't see it so much that way. I look at it as going to be a very close game. I have the Buckeyes winning, however, 31-28.
Wow. Okay, there are a lot more points than I thought you were going to go with, but 31-28. We got that one marked down. Well, this is obviously a huge weekend in high school football as well. Last week of the regular season, what are the big ones in the Columbus area?
We got a big one just a big rivalry, one of the best rivalries in Ohio. This Columbus DeSales against Bishop Watterson. They're playing this weekend. That's always a great game. You can steal the records out in that. You also have Independence of the Columbus City League going to Walnut Ridge. Walnut Ridge is undefeated, looking to finish 9-0. Independence only has one loss to their name, so that will be a good one as well. A lot of big games with a lot of playoff implications coming down to Friday night.
Donnie, great stuff as always, my friend. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and we will talk to you again next week.
Talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.